This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's pandemic situation is holding pretty steady for now, but state health officials worry about the coming cold and flu season. Only 8% of eligible Coloradans have received the new vaccine targeting the Omicron variant. Meanwhile, hospitalizations and the state's positive test rate are staying fairly low. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says her office is watching to make sure no one who is not a citizen registers to vote. That's after 30,000 registered to vote postcards were mailed to people who were not eligible. Griswold called it a technical glitch.
The postcards all say that you have to be a U.S. citizen to register to vote. We have redundancy after redundancy after redundancy to make sure that only eligible people are registered. It's illegal to register or cast a ballot if one is ineligible to do so. And if we ever catch anything like that, it's referred to prosecution.
To register online, someone must have a valid Colorado driver's license, state ID card, or Social Security number. A new event this weekend is aimed at inspiring young creative people and their families. CPR's Eden Lane has more on Pop-Up Denver.
Pop Culture Classroom is a nonprofit that provides all-inclusive educational tools using comics, graphic novels, and pop culture media. New executive director Matt Hess says the event is for all lovers of pop culture to come together.
You know, it's a day for families to come and engage with pop culture. We're going to have a real variety of activities, including a costume and cosplay showcase.
Hess says the group's core audience is elementary and middle school students. Smaller children are also welcome, and they also have volunteer opportunities for high school and college students. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Pop-Up Denver is Sunday from 10 to 5 at the McNichols Civic Center building. Denver and Colorado Springs have highs today in the 70s, a little cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.